The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking. Leave us a message at 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843.
This is for Jen and Grant. You get what you vote for. You get what you vote for. Open borders, crime, inflation, fentanyl deaths across the nation. Get what you vote for. Yeah.
It's the Morning Answer.
You know what? I kind of like it. I don't like that I'm like jamming out to a song with such a terrible message, but but it's true. You get what you vote for.
You do get what you vote for.
Or don't vote for sometimes.
Dan, I saw my buddy Ben Berkwam was singing a song and pushing it. Trump won and you know it. Have you heard this? Have you heard this song?
No.
It's making all kinds of rounds. Dan, see if you can find it. We'll play it.
Play a little bit later
Trump
on.
Trump won and you know it.
Welcome to your Monday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And really excited to welcome in our next guest. California, as you may know if you listen to this program, feels kind of hopeless sometimes. But I look at the work of Scott Pressler and I think California can be saved. The country can be saved if we start getting smart at the game, if we start learning how to play the game the Democrats have laid out for us, especially over the last few years. Scott Pressler is the person behind The Persistence. You can give him a follow at Twitter, and you can check out his website, earlyvoteaction.com. Scott, thanks so much for being with us. Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Answer.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Well, your work has inspired many of us. You know, when we go out, and Grant and I do, we'll go and talk to groups, and the question is, how can we make sure that we start winning again in California? And some of the things are just common sense, and it's somebody like you who's been doing them. For instance, registering voters at a gas station when gas prices are $7 here in California. That's what our Republican Party should be focusing on. But many times it ends up in the hands of the grassroots. So take us through just some of the stuff that you've been doing to really try to get Republicans to start winning again. And you've been doing this across the country.
Well, voter registration is a key component if we are actually going to win elections. Because before we even have the conversation on legal ballot harvesting or getting people to vote, well, they can't vote unless they're registered to vote at their current address. And I think Republicans do need to be better about fighting the culture wars. You know, for example, we need to be at every school board meeting, city council meeting, board of education meeting. And yes, we need to meet people where they are, at the grocery stores when they're paying skyrocketing prices for eggs and food, at the gas stations when they're seeing their money squandered away at the pump. We need to be at gun shops and gun shows. Go to gunshowtrader.com. And we need to be registering voters, recruiting volunteers when they are purchasing their firearms at gun shops and gun shows across the country. We need to meet people where they are. We can't expect them to come to us.
So how do you do it? Are you guys recruiting people to go under your direction to do this, or we should just do it on our own?
Well, I'm one guy. I mean, I love that people want me to come to their states and counties, and they tell me, Scott, I'll door knock if you come. And I certainly love that. But I need y'all to take action in my absence. I need y'all to direct yourselves despite my not being there. So, you know, we need people to take it upon themselves to do this work. And it's so easy. I mean, in California, look, there aren't a lot of laws. So all you have to do is print off some California voter registration applications. And it's not like I want to go out there and get a whole bunch of Stacey Abrams supporters. So I'm going to be wearing Trump gear or Ron DeSantis gear or anti-Governor Newsom gear, and you're going to have some sort of Republican iconography with you. secure the border, gun rights are women's rights, medical freedom. Those are all conservative policies that will either attract conservative people to you or repel Democrats away from you. And then we can make sure that we are registering a whole bunch of conservatives in preparation for 2023 and beyond.
So once we get the voters registered, then we actually have to get them to turn out. A big problem we have in California is that a lot of conservatives feel like there's no shot, so they don't actually show up. People of faith sometimes don't show up. And then all of a sudden you realize, gosh, we could do a whole lot better, especially in some of these smaller, more local races, if people actually got out the vote. How do we do that? What kind of advice do you give people in that department, Scott?
Well, I mean, it's so hard. I understand what it's like to live in California, and I understand the mentality and people thinking it's a blue city, a blue district, a blue state. But look at New York. Did you know in the state of New York, for example, there are 1.5 million likely Republican unregistered voters, meaning people that think like us, but who aren't even participating in our constitutional republic? And did you know that Kathy Hochul, she only won re-election in 2022 with the governorship by 500,000 votes?
It's incredible.
Meaning that if we actually turned out every single Republican voter, we right now would have Governor Lee Zeldin in the great state of New York if Republicans actually got their act together and voted. And furthermore, I really want people to understand what happened in 2022, because California and New York both lost congressional seats because the states have been losing people in droves that they've been going to North Carolina and Florida and Texas. Now, despite California and New York both losing a congressional seat, we actually, as Republicans, picked up congressional seats and we won more seats than we were, quote unquote, supposed to in the 2022 midterm elections. You know why? Because we engaged in an all-of-the-above approach to voting. Yes, we did Election Day voting, but we also did early voting, early in-person voting, mail-in voting, absentee voting, and because it is not illegal in California and New York, Republicans actually engaged in legal ballot harvesting, turning Republican offices into ballot collection centers, and we were able to ballot harvest thousands of ballots, winning with Michelle Steele and Young Kim and Duarte and Mike Garcia. And it's my contention that if it weren't for California, New York, and Florida, Republicans would not have the narrow majority that we have in the House today.
And quickly, Scott, because we're up against a break here, talk to people about early voting. You've got earlyvoteaction.com. There are a lot of conservatives who say, oh, I only like to go on Election Day. We have to change that thinking, right?
We do. Listen, if Republicans only vote on one day, we are going to lose. We are not going to win back the presidency in 2024. And I want you to look at Arizona. We told the Democrats where we were throwing the football. We told them we're waiting to vote on one day. What happened on one day? 30% of the machines went down because Republicans told the Democrats we were waiting to vote on one day. Y'all, we must engage in early voting, early in-person voting, mail-in voting, and legal ballot harvesting if we're going to take back the White House in 2024.
Absolutely. Don't wait until Election Day. Vote early. Mail in if you have to, but just do it. Make the plan. And you can check out earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com. And give Scott a follow right now at Scott Pressler. He is the persistence, and we all need to be doing that same thing. Scott, thanks so much. I hope you come back again.
Thank you. And real quick, JusticeDanielKelly.com, the most important election in the entire country right now, Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Please pitch in. Make sure that we are keeping our conservative majority. JusticeDanielKelly.com, Wisconsin Supreme Court.
JusticeDanielKelly.com for that Supreme Court. Thank you so much, Scott Pressler. Appreciate you. As we continue, will President Trump be arrested this week? That's the big question. All Azure Monday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Never trust a guy with two first names.
I was going to change my name to Grant Grantfield.
See, and then I wouldn't be able to trust you.
It's The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us. It is a Monday here on The Morning Answer. And by the way, the first day of spring. You feeling it? Look outside. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
Not quite spring-like, but if you noticed over the weekend, my everything is all itchy today. There was yellow dust. Like, it wants to be spring so badly, but the rain just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming. But it wants to. A lot of pollen in the air. Am I by myself?
I'm listening to you. I really, just don't have anything to say.
Really, a lot of pollen?
Maybe that's what's causing my allergies.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
You think it's so? This is what I do. I say it's allergies.
Either that or the COVIDs.
So when you're around people, they don't get scared. You just say, "Oh, I think it's allergies."
Well, I do it all the time.
Yeah, that's
I really
my
mean
allergies.
It though, because I actually have really terrible allergies. So I'm like, "Don't worry, it's just allergies."
Just allergies. When literally, suckers. Like, it's probably a combination of COVID, the bubonic plague, and Ebola. And oh, it's just allergies. Don't worry. Excuse
Ebola,
me.
Ebola, that's one I haven't talked about in a while. Let's not bring that one back.
That Ooh. Was right in, Dallas was at the heart of the Ebola crisis.
Ebola was not good.
Projectile vomiting and the other side as well.
Not a good way to go. And I think, like, your skin also, like, fell off or something, right?
No, I think that's, did Ebola, the skin fall off? I don't think so. That maybe a little bit. Well, leprosy is where the skin falls off.
I know that. But there was also a disease that had, like, you'd like skin blistering or something. Ugh.
Herpes, that is.
No, it's different. But boy, you are up on your diseases today. All right, let's talk about what could be an arrest. You know, I have to say, I'm so glad to be here with you today because I was really mad about this story this weekend. I was really getting fired up. But then I thought to myself, you know what, self? They're going to overplay their hand and we're going to win. And so I'm back to being calm about this. If you did not hear, if you're just getting started today, President Trump saying that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday on his Truth Social platform.
Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And they know it very strongly. And they're looking at the polls where not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it. We won twice and now we've got to win a third time. They know that we can defeat them. They know that we will defeat them. But they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way, and I always will stand.
So what we're expecting is that the Manhattan District Attorney, his name is Alvin Bragg. He is a George Soros-funded DA, probably brought in to do exactly what he is doing, which is continuing an investigation into whether or not hush money was given to Stormy Daniels. Now, if all of this goes through, there is a possibility that President Trump would be charged with a misdemeanor. If they think that he did this to cover up another crime, then it would be a felony. Both the misdemeanor and the felony charges are actually beyond the statute of limitation. It's 2 years for the misdemeanor. It's 5 years for the felony. But they're using COVID and the fact that President Trump wasn't living in New York as a way to try to buy extra time for this. Today, there is additional testimony from one last witness. His name's Robert Costello. He is an attorney for President Trump who's going to make the case that this is ridiculous. However, the grand jury will decide on an indictment this week, and the NYPD and the Secret Service are planning for how this announcement will come down because President Trump has said, if you don't like this, protest it.
So, look, in the end, what's going to happen here? I guess President Trump will be charged. He shouldn't be, though. And if the grand jury was honest, they would not return an indictment on him, and then all this goes away. That could happen, the possibility of that happening, if Democrat leadership gets to the grand jury, and don't put that past them.
I know.
Of saying, look, this is a very dangerous move. We don't want you to go
And
down
then you know
path.
What they're going to do, right? You Tell know what me. The play will be. So if that is true, and if the grand jury gets the pressure, because Democrats know this is a really bad idea, like the highest levels of the Democrat Party know this is going to backfire on them.
Yeah.
And that President Trump would probably win in a landslide if this actually goes through. So my prediction is if they don't charge him, the big talking point will be that President Trump intimidated the process of justice in this country and that he thinks he can evade it by intimidating us with protests and insurrectionists, essentially. You watch. That'll be the play.
That would actually be a brilliant play on their part.
Should I shut it up and suck it back
Probably.
In?
Probably. That's
okay,
a brilliant.
Take that back. If you are a Democratic operative, first of all, what are you doing here? And second of all, forget
you know
everything I just said.
I'm going to use that tonight.
Please with
all
this.
All right, because it's
on.
Good. This is good stuff.
Why do you do this to me all the time?
Because this is stuff you come up with, Jen. This is how brilliant you are. You come up with stuff I don't hear anybody talking about. Like literally a take on things. You're like the Steve Bannon of LA Morning Drive.
Thank you.
Okay? And what's really brilliant about it is...
I dress better most days, although not today.
Since we're only in L.A., it allows me to take what you say and take it to the national airwaves in the evenings.
That's very nice. And you could say, you know, my friend Jennifer Horn said, dot, 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 but that'll never happen.
Because
I'm like a ghost
one point
on that
early on,
I'm like a
early
ghost
on in our relationship, you had made a mention, you can use whatever you want from me. And so I took that as... That was the declaration, so I no longer have to attribute.
And I mean it. But you're going to Mar-a-Lago this weekend, and I swear, I also mean this. Do not come home if you don't call me from a meeting with President Trump. You got that?
Yep, I got it.
Mean it.
I don't know how that's going to go.
Do not come home.
I need to make a phone call. Do you mind? Can you talk to my friend Jennifer Horn?
That's it. Just, you can say anything. It's my daughter, my sister, my mother. I don't care. Whatever you say. I don't care.
Oh, boy.
Okay, 855-785-8255. Maxine Waters, really firing them up. Remember, this is the woman who said attack Trump administration officials where they are.
Let me just say this, Jonathan. Constantly, as I travel around the country, people are asking me, when is he going to be arrested and indicted? Is he above the law? Hasn't he done enough so that... the American people can have faith and confidence that the law applies to him also. Yes, I started very early warning the American public about this president. I have never seen, most people have never seen or believed what we would have a president who has acted in the way that he has, who has disrespected the Constitution of the United States of America, who has lied, who has tried to organize domestic terrorists, and
you know,
some believe that he did organize them as they attacked our Capitol on January 6th.
That's for stealing my material. Just kidding.
You're driving me crazy over here.
If I were in, you know, H-E double hockey sticks, that's what would be on repeat in my ear over and over and over.
What's H-E-L-L? If you were in hell? Is that what that is? H-E double hockey sticks.
There you go.
Okay. So I just wanted to listen as I'm doing little notes here. Mm-hmm. War on all of us while our leader rests easy. These are just my notes, okay, for the monologue tonight.
Yeah.
And then show some video of Trump at the NCAA with the wrestlers. And then I'm going to say, here, look at this. There's a chance it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Democrat leadership gets to the grand jury, right? This is where you've come in.
Yes.
And then here's what the brilliance of this is. Here's my prediction is what I'm going to say.
No.
They are going to blame Trump for intimidation when the grand jury doesn't charge him.
And all of you who watch this show, you'll know that
Jen came out. I'm coming out of this right out of the gate tonight, by the way.
Off. Ay, ay, ay. And it's watch what'll happen. My prediction.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to run it down. My prediction.
I'm sure. You know what your prediction is? Tell me about your prediction when it comes to gold.
My prediction is that gold is going to remain the safest and securest place for your money. It has been since the beginning of time. It has stood the test of time. When economies fail, what has stood steady? Gold. And what is our economy doing right now? It's failing. What are our leaders doing? They're putting us into chaos. Where do you put your money when we are in times of chaos? You put it into gold. Now, Jen, the great thing about Midas Gold Group is that we know them personally. We trust them. And that's a big thing. You know, I see all these gold groups. Oh, so-and-so recommends this guy. So-and-so recommends that guy. We actually have had dinner with them. We sit down with them. We break bread with them. I would tell my mom to invest with them if she was going to be buying gold. Like, all of this should play into, if you're going to choose a company to invest with, Midas Gold Group should be the ones to do it. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 805-601-6000, 805-601-6000.
And if you're just thinking about all of this now that you've seen banks collapse and you see the economy going everywhere, Midas will talk to you. They'll talk you through. They are good people. They're going to tell you if gold is right for you, if you should hold on, save up more money, and then invest. They're going to tell you all of that. Call MidasGoldGroup.com, 805-601-6000, 805-601-6000, or MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, as we continue, what did the Vice President, former Vice President Mike Pence, chiming in on President Trump and his potential arrest and the protest that he's called for? What do you think he has to say? We'll tell you as your Monday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
What are y'all doing?
It's the Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us on your Monday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And President Trump yesterday, well, actually Saturday, saying that he believes he's going to be arrested on Tuesday. Certainly it's possible there could be an indictment issued from the Manhattan DA's office, Alvin Bragg, this week. President Trump said that this is unprecedented. Many people agree, including Vivek Ramaswamy, who is running against President Trump for the presidency, said this is ridiculous. And President Trump says you should protest this. Now, some people did get in front of Trump Tower and protest over the weekend. Of course, those in the media want this to seem like it is part two of the insurrection. Jonathan Carl from ABC asking former Vice President Mike Pence about Donald Trump's plea for a protest. Take a listen.
But he's calling on people to protest, to come out and protest, take our nation back. We know what happened the last time he said that.
Well, John, the American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
Absolutely, but to have a former president calling on people to protest a justice proceeding.
The frustration the American people feel about what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country, mm-hmm. I think is well-founded. But I believe that people understand that if they give voice to this, if this occurs on Tuesday, that they need to do so peacefully and in a lawful manner.
You know, so what's annoying?
It is, because, one, why are we even talking to Mike Pence?
Well, I think because he wants to run for president. He's out there and all of that. And fine. And he's a former vice president and he was under Trump. And they want him to turn on him desperately, which is why he's of interest to the media. But here's the answer from Mike Pence. I didn't hear you, Jonathan, seem very appalled when you had leaders of the Democrat Party, including Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who were using their own money to bail people out of prison when they were burning down police stations and courthouses and setting cars on fire 2 years ago. You gave them room to commit violent acts. People have the right to peacefully protest if that is what they choose to do.
Yeah.
Why can't they say something like that? Why can't we show a little strength, little backbone? It's not being argumentative. It's pointing out the truth.
Alina Haba, the President Trump's attorney, said that on CNN. CNN was going after her pretty good. And, they were saying, don't you think he could tamper down his words about protest, protest, protest? And she said, no, it's the lawful right of every American to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And then she even brought up January 6th. She says, everything gets spun by you guys.
Good for her.
And it is true. They want to spin everything into a different story than reality.
So what do you make of this? Morning Answer listeners, we've been talking about this, the reaction all day long. What do you expect to happen? 855-785-8255, 855-785-8255. One more from former Vice President Mike Pence. Take a listen.
Look, the American people have every right to peaceably assembly and to let their voice be heard. And I think it's extremely important that people have a right to express themselves and express the frustration that they feel to see a liberal Manhattan DA poised to indict a former president of the United States. But that being said, there can be no tolerance for the kind of violence that we saw on January 6th or throughout the summer of 2020.
There you go, Mike. That's what we needed to hear. Much better. That's good.
One of the things that I take away from that, just play the opening of that really quickly.
Look, the American people have every right to peaceably assembly.
Stop.
Assembly? Peaceably assembly?
Peaceably. So I always wonder about people who use peaceably in terms of in as a synonym for peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they're peaceably going to protest, which is okay. But you would never say a bird sings peaceably.
No.
You'd say a bird sings peacefully.
Right.
So I guess it only really
I think it's to try to make you sound smarter.
People is that
like,
what it is?
I think people like to say peaceably because it makes them feel like they're smarter than you. But give me a break.
That's annoying. That's why I say peacefully assemble.
It's like when you're talking about breakfast and people like to say breakfast all the time. Like,
do you say breakfast?
No, I do not. I get really annoyed when people say breakfast. For everyone out there, it is breakfast. Thank you very much. Don't forget to put in that breakfast. Peaceably.
Yeah.
Okay, Frank in Los Angeles, you are here on The Morning Answer peaceably, Frank. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, thanks.
So I think any time that, you know, any of these interviewers are interviewing a conservative, like whether it be Trump's lawyer or someone else, and they say something like that, you know, the best response would be, well, what would you prefer him to say? Would you prefer him to say, you know, next time you see a Democrat politician in a restaurant, you get up in their face,
right,
you tell them that they're not wanted, or, you know, that they've unleashed a whirlwind and they're going to reap the benefits, you know, they're going to reap what they sow? Would you prefer them to say something like that?
You're absolutely right. And see, that's what you want to hear from these guys, some strength, some backbone, Frank. Thanks so much for
exactly.
the phone call. Love it. All right. Jerry in San Fernando. Hi, Jerry.
Hi there. You know, I believe that they should stop prosecuting Trump. We do have a right to protest, but I wish Trump would just go away. I really do. Also, Jen, I think you're sacrificing your credibility by advertising for Ballon 7. It's
Why?
A total fraudulent product.
I use it every single day.
All right.
Okay, but Jerry, in real time, I use Ballon 7 every day, and I really like it. It helps with your sour stomach. It does. At least it helps me. So I'll tell you, it's a product I like.
What a jerk that guy is.
He wants Trump to go away, too.
Yeah, I mean.
And you know what? Jerry, you give me acid indigestion. No, I'm just kidding. All right. What are we doing here? Oh, we're going to tell you that you can chime in on whether or not President Trump is going to be indicted this week, what you think the response will be, what it should be, and what happens if nothing goes on. Will that be a whole new set of problems for President Trump because he's asked people to go out and protect him? 855-785-8255, 855-785-8255. And we'll hear from one of those running against President Trump who is speaking up in his favor. All as your Monday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
I want everybody to go home.
We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we're here.
It's the Morning Answer.
This is like the little earbug in Grant's ear all morning long. Thanks for joining us on a Monday. It is the Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
So tell us about this song, because I don't know about
it. Well, I didn't know it. Hey, Dan the Phone Man, who's the singer of this?
Natasha Owens.
Okay.
So my buddy Ben Berkwam, who we had on this program, he comes on the Real America's Voice show a lot. He's a border coverer.
A guru.
Extraordinaire. Guru.
Yes.
excuse me. He did a video, I guess he was on a beach someplace, and he was singing the song. He just did the video of him singing the song.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
So I said, I got to figure out where the song is. So then I heard it. And really, it catches your... I mean, give me one more time. Trump won, you know it. The fake news will never show it. Dan, give me one more time. Because it's true. That's what I like.
Big Lee. I feel like we need this. Ready?
Big Lee.
Kind of in the background, don't you think?
Yeah, we do. We do. Trump won, and you know it. I mean, and the... The beginning part was even great, too, about the FBI and
it's very
all that
catchy.
Stuff.
A lot of information really jammed into one song. It's pretty good. Well, that's Trump won, and you know it. And
Natasha Owens.
You've been singing this one all
She's
day.
She's going to be doing some drops for us, she said, too. Good, the Morning Answer things, I think.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
she
cool.
Is.
855-785-8255. President Trump saying he's going to be arrested this week. Is it going to happen? Vivek Ramaswamy, who is running against President Trump, said this.
Today was an important day in the country. So the reason I'm doing this is because the rest of the Republican field, I think, has been deafeningly silent about an important issue in the country today. Yes, I know it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Yes, I know there's a lot of other issues in education or elsewhere that need to be addressed that I and others have talked about. But that's not the news of today. Okay, the news of today was that this morning we learned that it is likely that the New York Manhattan district attorney is likely to indict a former president of the United States who is running for office. Now, I want to be very clear. I am in a presidential primary running against that individual, Donald Trump. But what I'm about to say has nothing to do with Donald Trump and everything to do with the integrity of an election and the integrity of a self-governing democracy. So I don't care whether you root for Trump or whether you don't. If you root for the integrity of our constitutional republic, then you need to be on the side of being really clear. We cannot have politically empowered prosecutors eliminating the opposition of a ruling party using arrest power. It is a sad day in America.
Do you remember the line, God forbid you ever become president? And the answer was, because you'd be in jail.
I don't remember that. Who would say that?
Hillary Clinton said that to Donald Trump.
Oh, that's right. Gosh, good memory on that. Good pull.
And so Hillary Clinton says, God forbid you'd ever be president.
You'd be in jail. Exactly.
And he said, because you'd be in jail.
Exactly. That's right.
And do you know what President Trump didn't do? He didn't throw her in jail.
He did not.
He didn't lock her up, as we all wanted her to. He didn't lock her up as we all wanted her to. I mean, as we all wanted him to. Which shows you the difference between them and us. Right? They're fully capable and willing to lock up a political foe. But as Jen had pointed out so eloquently, is that I have to believe the leaders of the Democrat Party know that this is going to unleash the beast. This will be a devastating move for them. This will, as Elon Musk said, force President Trump to win in a landslide, cause him to win in a landslide. They may go to the grand jury and say, hey, we can't do it. Alvin Bragg, pull this back, put the pressure on. And then what will happen, Jen, if the grand jury does not indict?
Well, thanks for that setup, Grant. And what will happen is that they'll spin this around and say President Trump intimidated the process, the judicial process in the country to escape prosecution, to escape a charge. He intimidated people because he told them to protest, and that's how he was able to evade it. And they'll use that against him, and they'll use that against us. This is a losing proposition all the way through. 855-785-8255. Mike in Hollywood, you're on the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Hi, Mike.
Hey, you guys. I enjoy you so much. You're the top radio talent out there.
You're so
I just
sweet.
Wanted calling to say that I, oh, you're welcome. I agree that if people are going to protest, which I'm sure they will, they should do so peacefully.
Yep, peacefully. That's right. Very good.
Yeah, I think that's, I think, you know, that sort of, that that will unify the various pronunciators.
I like it. So you've actually unified the peacefully and the peaceably, and we're now peacefully. That's where we're going to protest later. Okay, good.
I'm all about unity.
You really are. You should run for mayor, Mike, and we'll call you Mayor Mike, and you'll peacefully get people to come together. Glenn in Phoenix, you're up next on the Morning Answer. Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, good morning. So, but people don't ever forget that it was Maxine Waters was the one that said that if you see one of Trump supporters or a Trump cabinet official, you get in their face.
Yeah, she was the original.
So what I have told the call screener is this type of behavior is actually acceptable with certain groups, LGBT, young African-Americans. You see all around the country, they're going into these stores and nothing is said. But if you had a group of young white kids doing it, we would be speaking about it. So there are certain groups in America where this actually behavior is not only embraced, it's actually sort of celebrated, actually, with certain groups. And that's what I told the call screener.
I think that why is Hot Chocolate Jose cheering over there?
Because he's the call screener.
Oh, and he got mentioned. Is that it?
I think so. But Glenn, next time it's Hot Chocolate Jose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just the call screener.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a name, and he's sensitive.
These are men that work here, and they
Hot
go
Chocolate,
by a name.
Don't listen to that. You know what? You are Hot Chocolate Jose. You're not just some call screener, okay? All right. I think what Glenn is saying, and he says it in a different way, but there are protected people in this country, and then there are people who are not protected. And it's become very clear that that's being pushed down two political highways. And I think people wake up to it when they hear stories like this. And I believe Democrats and the far left may have bitten off more than they can chew with this one.
Yes. And it's going to They did the biting off more than they can chew, but it's going to bite them right in the caucus.
That's what we'll see, and we'll watch this. By the way, we'll have complete updates for you throughout the day. We'll be following this story, Larry Marino, on Stormwatch and, of course, on Trump Watch. So keep it here throughout the day, and thanks for joining us. Make it a great Monday. It's 9 o'clock.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.